The most important thing that we can see is that a comprehensive agreement be concluded. And we're talking about a good agreement that can get enough support from all the industries and something that can really help us set a level playing field throughout the Pacific Rim countries for this generation and generations to come. We're really looking for a solid agreement, and we need that agreement to happen immediately.
And Backus explains the importance of these negotiations wrapping up.
We're concerned that the longer these negotiations drag out, you could start to see more backsliding on issues that were once concluded. And so we realize that it's important to have, you know, substance over process. It's important to have a good quality deal, and that there's still some outstanding issues. But we're hopeful that this will be the week that they be resolved, because if they're not, we're going to continue to be further behind other countries who are trying to go ahead and set up these agreements outside of TPP. In particular, Australia and Japan have an agreement in place that already gives Australia a tariff rate advantage over U.S. beef in the Japanese market. And as you know, Japan is our largest export market. So every day that TPP is not concluded and put into action is another day we're going to be further behind the Australians.
Issues concerning dairy products, market access for automobiles, and trade and investment rules, such as protection periods for cutting-edge biotechnology-based drugs, continue to be some of the sticking points.